Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Alrighty now, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. In the building doing my thing. How's everybody doing today? I figure you're doing all right. I'm doing good, too. Got a nice show for you today. We're going to talk about the things you know and love that go creeping the night. All Hallow'Eve, Halloween to some. Hallow evening to others. Some, Samhain. But that's the old Celtic one. You wouldn't know that unless you was a, what they call a pagan, Wiccan, or whatever. I don't know. Yes, we'll see. First and foremost, I want you guys to break me off a call. Call, of course, is 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037. And if you're just too scaredy cat to break me off a call, y'all know what y'all can do. Y'all can hit me up on the email, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. You know, I want to hear from y'all. Once again, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. And like I said, don't forget, break me off a call. 646-929-2037. So we can talk a taste on some things. And before I forget, as always, if you feeling like you want to keep up with us, what's going on, smooth drama, whatnot, or a chance to win some of Butter's old shit that she's trying to throw away, you can break us off a text from your mobile device and you text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, that's the number, the word smooth drama to the number 41411. All right. I don't know. It's y'all all know this is one of them weeks for me. Oh, by the way, Butter gonna call in later. She's in the process of running away from the cops. Nah, she's moving. So she's gonna call in a little bit later. The NBA started this week. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to handle it. It's basketball 24/7. It's like messing up my gym routine all of a sudden. Cause you know, I'm like, oh, I wanna go to the gym, but at the same time, all this basketball's on TV driving my ass insane. Woo! I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I figure I'll balance it out. Y'all know what I'm saying. When you get older and whatnot, you want to go to the gym. You want to keep your muscles going. I got a little muscle structure there, just a little bit, just flexing. Ah, for y'all who are watching me on Smooth Drama TV, getting my flex on, like I got fake muscles, whatever. Now, there's some stuff. A friend of mine who's over in Morocco right now told me about a movie. It's a Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey movie, Precious, where they're supposed to be about a mother who basically denigrates her daughter to no end, and also the father who has two kids by his own daughter. You know, which, for one, is some shit. It's some sick shit. First and foremost, you know, I want to see the movie, but at the same time, I'm like scared to death because it's like, shit, this is a movie about a guy fucking his daughter and having kids by him. That's, I don't know about that one, but I do know this. It does bring me back to a certain movie producer. Some people know him. I know a lot of people don't really know him like talking about it. Woody Allen. He's not really that big in this generation right now, but for those who don't know who Woody Allen is, Woody Allen is a filmmaker. He's made a bunch of, I guess, films that have done very well. He's got his own genre, stick, whatever you want to call it, his own movie style. He's lauded by the critics and whatnot. But for me, I've never watched the movies because I can't get past what he did. You know, we talk about this movie that's coming out, but the thing is, it's about him marrying his daughter. You know, he adopted his daughter, you know, as a baby, changed the diaper, all that. And then he married her. Yes. He married her. Now, for some people, I guess it's acceptable because he's never really gotten any real slack behind it. Like, oh, yeah, he makes great movies, whatnot, you know. But I'm like, he is the man who married his daughter. And I'm sure y'all have heard me talk about this before. And you're, of course, going to hear me talking about it again because that's just some sick shit that we can't let ride ever. I mean, and the thing about it is, dude is really public with it. And let me say this. When I say that he married his daughter, him and his wife before had adopted this child. You know, it kind of makes my skin crawl talking about this, you know, because we're talking about, you know, you raise a child and then you marry, say, a child. You know, you go back to what part in time was he looking at this child like, I want to get with her, which is some sick shit within itself. Now, I have to thank one of my bloggers, Chocolate, who also talks about the Morgan Freeman, who left his wife for his step-granddaughter, which is along the same lines. You know, you can say step is not related, but still it's in the same swimming pool, the same, it's just gross. I don't see it, you know. Maybe if I'm an old man, if I think like that, you know, I'm instructing my son, my nephew, somebody younger than me, slap the shit out of me, say, "Pop, uncle, what the hell are you doing?" I don't know. Just a thought. You know, now, speaking of older folks messing around, messing up young folks, there's a situation over in Texas, and I like to challenge the viewers and the listeners and what y'all think about certain things. There's a Dallas mother who wants to change an obscure Texas law that allows parents to show their young children pornography. Now, the situation was her and her ex-husband, at the time they had two daughters. One was 8, one was 9. He would make them watch porn, you know, sit in front of the family computer and watch it. The mother, 30-year-old mother, says that he made them sit in front of the home computer. He showed them two girls together. He showed them a guy, two girls, and other sexual acts. And I guess the wife, Ms. Buckner, her name, Crystal Buckner, says she found out 5 months later when her daughters were in counseling. And I guess the therapist had took notes detailing what one of the young girls was talking about. Now, of course, she contacted the police over in Amarillo, and, you know, they tried to charge him because they were talking about there's a Texas Penal Code Section 4324 that says the sale, distribution, or display of harmful material to minors is pornography. But what they're talking about is that it's, I guess, in Texas, it's legal to show your kids porn and whatnot. And right now they're having a big discussion about it. Randall County DA, District Attorney James Farron, is asking, well, because the minor was accompanied by a consenting adult, and the rule says consenting adult, guardian, or spouse, that it's okay. Which begs the other question. See, we have the movie rule where rated R, you have to be accompanied by a parent, you know, someone, what, 18, 21 or older. Now, that's where the law gets a little shaky, because obviously the father is older. You know, he is 21 and older, and thus that allows you to watch the movie. Now, some folks would have a problem with it, except for when it comes to them, when they want to see a rated R movie, which is where we have the problem. Because basically, it's the same as when you take your kids to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre because you want to see it or whatnot. Now, not saying that every parent is irresponsible and does this kind of behavior, but still, it happens and it's out there. You know, I'm curious to see what our listeners and viewers think about that. You know, if you got an opinion either way, you can either break me off a call or, as always, shoot me an email. I'm curious to see what people think. I mean, I'm not for the making minors, because I've got an 8-year-old niece, and the thought of me making her watch pornos that I would be watching is not even gross. It's worse than that. You know, you should be shot in the nuts with BB gun at least 25 times if you're doing that kind of thing. But, hey, I guess that's why this is America, right? As some rednecks would say, it's America. Love it or leave it. Well, porn with your 8-year-old. I'm thinking that we're not really loving that. And so, with that, what we going to do? We're going to go on a slight commercial break here. But the break is going to be listening to one of my homie's songs, my man Blackula, Black Mikey, blessed us with a song a little while ago called Van Helsing off his new album, Blackula. Y'all check this out. Tell us what you think.
You gotta watch your hands, you're gonna be sick. You're sick in the liver,
That was my man Black Mikey off his new album Blackula. Van Helsing. That shit is hot. I love it. You know. So big shout out to my man Black Mikey for blessing us with that track. I want y'all to let me know how y'all feel about some of these tracks that we play out here. And of course we soliciting freestylers and music, if you got some music out there. But I just, of course, want to warn you that if you're going to submit something or if you're going to come on here, you better sound good, because if you sound whack, I'm going to let you know about it, because I am hard on hip-hop. That shit's got to be nice, or it can't be. That's it. I'm not trying to be mean or evil. I'm just saying, if you're going to come with the fire and the heat, or don't come at all. And that's it. Now, dilemmas, questions. Now, I try to question things, whatnot, not necessarily about questioning authority or whatever, but I find it odd when some things happen, and you know, when it comes to sex or whatnot, and so everybody knows it's not me just talking about sex in general, but when sex is involved, people get bent out of shape on things. Now, in this next instance, there was a woman who was accused of offering sex for World Series tickets. And, you know, it's weird, let me say. Her name was Susan Finkelstein, and she was 43 years old. And what she did was she went on Craigslist, and she put an ad out there which read, "Desperate Blonde Needs World Series Tickets." And inside, she said, "Diehard Phillies fan, gorgeous, tall, buxom blonde, in desperate need of 2 World Series tickets. Price negotiable. I'm the creative type. Maybe we can help each other." After the ad was posted, an undercover officer from Bensalem, Pennsylvania, responded, and police say Finkelstein offered to perform various sex acts in exchange for World Series tickets. And her lawyer says the ad doesn't offer sex and that she wasn't selling her body for tickets. Nothing happened here. Now, I don't know how you should react on this. Because one, we're talking about, hey, she wanted to get tickets to a game, and she's like, hey, you know, maybe the price is negotiable, maybe I give you some ass, maybe I give you some head or whatever, and get tickets. Now my question is, is she wrong? Is she in the wrong for essentially offering up some pussy for a ticket? Some people will say, yeah, she wrong. You tripping. You don't understand. She's setting women back or whatnot. But I'm asking again, is she really commit a crime by offering to sleep with somebody if they gave her ticket. And for me, that's not like she's what? It's not like she's a prostitute, you know, because supposedly prostitutes are out there selling their body for money and whatnot. She's trying to get tickets to a ball game. Now, I'm like, is she any different from somebody who has sex with somebody because they took them to a movie? Food for thought. You know, somebody take you to dinner, you have sex with them. Is that the same kind of offense? I'm just asking either way. You got an opinion on it? You can hit us up, 646-929-2037. And if you got an opinion either way, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. I mean, because we're talking about is sex, and I mean, obviously it's your body. If you're not a quote-unquote prostitute, you're just somebody who wanted to go to a game or whatnot. And if the guy was agreeable to it, is he committing a crime if he gets a ticket? It's like I gave you these tickets to the comedy show and they gave you some ass and he committed a crime. That's the issue. That's the question. What is a crime when it comes to sex? If you have sex with somebody, you know, because I'm sure there's been an occasion where somebody has bought tickets for somebody to go somewhere and they had sex and maybe they didn't know each other, whatnot, but now they do. They're all good now. I don't know. This is one of them issues that's just up in the air. And it's not something that can be, I guess, discerned real quick. And it's not really easy. I don't know. It's not necessarily, you know me, it's not necessarily a constitutional issue, but it's an issue nonetheless, because we're talking about sex, obviously. And as you know, in this country, you know, people get all behind the sex part. You know, sex is involved in something, it invalidates everything else. I mean, you know, as we know about ex-president Bill Clinton, they weren't even talking about the job he was doing. They were more talking about, oh, he got a blowjob, you know, as an example. You know, presidential candidate, Gary Hart, Kent, what's his name, John Edwards, got invalidated, not because of their policies or anything like that. They were invalidated because they had sex with somebody that was not who they were supposed to be with. Now, for me, you know, I don't see how that should affect what they, you know, their policies, will they govern well? You know, because who people have sex with is their business. You know, and if y'all have a problem, I mean, I'm thinking that Hillary should have had more of a problem than the problems that some of the people in this country had. Yeah, just a thought. I think that that's what it should be about. You know, but we're stuck on shit that don't make sense. We're always stuck on shit that don't make sense for some reason, some strange reason, you know. And that's one of the things I'm not necessarily going to touch on it tonight, but I'm definitely going to touch on it because we always hear about, oh, it takes a village to raise a child and all this other stuff. And that's a great phrase. You know, people use it all the time. But I'm saying we need to start looking at the village. What kind of village are you raising your child up in? You know, obviously we have a village where you can take your child to see somebody's head get pulled off. They can watch video. They can play video games where you pull the whole skeleton out the body and the body collapses. You know, you kill 500 to 1,000 times a day in a video game, get killed. You know, it's like kids get desensitized to what the meaning of life and death is because it's no big deal in the video game, and sometimes folks don't understand that these are children. And sometimes children can't discern things. Although that's got nothing to do with some crazy-ass adults. Like, in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Y'all know me. I always got to find a Florida story for some reason. And it starts with a homeless man who hid a stolen ferret in his pants. Now, this is a weird story because police say a homeless man in North Florida, he, 32-year-old Rodney Bolton, was charged with theft over a $129 ferret that he took from a pet store in Jacksonville Beach. Now, what happened was I guess a 17-year-old witness saw him in the parking lot, saw that what he had done, and I guess he was bitten by the ferret after the homeless man allegedly put it in the teen's face. Now, according to the Florida police, that confrontation makes the ferret a special weapon under Florida law. So Bolton also faces battery charges for dangerously wielding the animal, as well as the, you know, robbery. A ferret shoved in the teen's face is a deadly. I guess. I mean, because it could have been, what you say, a poisonous snake or a Gila monster or whatnot. But it's just the thought of a ferret, and, you know, ferrets are like little rats. Basically, anything little, small, and furry is fucking rats to me. But that's just me. I'm anti-rat to the fullest. And one of our bloggers asked, what about the teen? Well, the teen, I'm sure, is the one that's pressing the charges with the special weapon Florida law. Legal allspice. Only in Florida can shit like that happen. That shit does not happen. It's a homeless guy. A homeless man steals a ferret. Not a chicken sandwich. Not some alcohol. He stole a ferret. What the hell was he going to do with a ferret? It's a little rat. he could have got a rat for free in Florida. There's a lot of rats in the sewers, whatnot. You gonna go steal a $129 rat? I don't know. Once again, scary, scary, scary. Makes me wonder sometimes. Makes me wonder sometimes what is wrong with people. Like, do they not understand the dumb things that they're doing? Yeah, I guess not, you know. And with that, we're going to go on another commercial break. This time, we're going to play my man Dro from Watts' song, Warming Up. I like this shit, too. This shit is hot. So, as always, tell me what you think.
Y'all need to know who I am. I'm a keep playing my song. I ain't stressed out my cash, never done a bitch stress. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up, warrior. I'm warming up, warrior. I'm warming up, warrior. I'm warming up.
Warming up, warrior, 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 war
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my main man, Drew from Watts, who set it on fire when he was on the show talking a lot of mad cash. I like that shit. And this song right here, that's some hot shit right there. And I can't wait for that album to pop. But now, I don't know if y'all can see me in all my All Hallows Eve glory. Got my mask on. As everybody know, it's Halloween this coming weekend, as well as the fact that we also change over the time. You know, time goes back. We gain that extra hour. But also, on top of that, it's the, you know, the short days, which I hate, of course, because obviously we're talking about it gets dark at 5. I don't see the use in that. It's a waste of time for me, but hey, whatever. I don't make the law. Now, of course, I want to talk about Halloween because obviously, Halloween is a big thing here in the United States, you know, but I don't know if a lot of people understand the origins of Halloween. You know, the origins of Halloween starts off in an ancient festival, which was known as Samhain, which is derived from an old Irish language, which means summer's end. And so what they believe basically that Halloween was the celebration of the end of the lighter days, and now starts Samhain, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, started darker days. Why it's got to be dark, I don't know. Anyway, this celebration also had some of the elements of the Festival of the Dead, which was the ancient Celtic celebration, where they believed that on All Hallows Eve, or Samhain, as it was called then, the border between our world and the other world, nether world, whatever, became real thin. The borders became real thin, and it allowed spirits, you know, good and bad, to pass through. Now, what a lot of people did was they honored their ancestors and invited home the good spirits, you know, their ancestors, whatnot, while the harmful spirits were supposedly warded off. Now, what one of the practices was, when enabled to ward off the spirits, they would actually wear the Halloween costumes, whatnot, or the costumes and the masks, so to disguise themselves as an evil spirit. And so back in Scotland, whatnot, they would have the young men dressed in white with masks veiled or blackened face. They had blackface back then. Can y'all believe that? Anyway, also another aspect of Samhain was that they would take stock of food supplies, and they would slaughter the livestock for the winter, and they also would have the bonfires. And what they would do, all the fires in the houses would be turned off, and then they would take the bones of all the livestock animals that they had killed and throw them into the bonfire flame. excuse me, sometimes they would have it where there'd be two bonfires going side by side, and the people would walk in between them because this was known as a cleansing ritual. Now, what is interesting about that is that the Halloween and the old Celtic religion have similarity to voodoo. You know, a lot of people think voodoo is just a practice of quote unquote black magic, and you know, this whole black is bad historical shit. I'm not even gonna get into that shit tonight, but y'all best believe we're gonna talk about that shit. And anyway, you know, black magic, voodoo. Voodoo is actually, it has two. There's the practicing of the magic, and there is the religion of voodoo. A lot of people don't know about the religion of voodoo, and which part of it is the welcoming of ancestors, the whole slaughtering of animals and leaving out tributes to dead relatives so that you can speak with dead relatives and give them proper respect and food and whatnot. And also part of it, they wear the mask, the Hogans, whatnot, will wear the mask, whatnot, to protect the people from the evil spirits. Really, really similar. Now, tie it all in. There was on November the 1st, the day after All Hallows Eve, what the Christian Church, Catholic Church did was they came up with All Saints Day, which, of course, is a day that celebrates the saints, whatnot, in Christian lore, which is also a festival to coincide right after these Celtic, what you call pagan celebrations. And that is your true definition of Halloween, where it really came from, you know, the whole trick-or-treat, get the candy, whatnot. That, there was an aspect of it, sort of like the Christmas trees, where they would cut off the heads, because they believed in those days that the heads of wise men could still give you wisdom even though they were cut off. So your jack-o'-lantern and whatnot, part of that lore came from that, the cutting off of heads and whatnot, but also from a character in ancient history, Tricky Jack, or whatnot. What he did is Stingy Jack, my bad. Stingy Jack, who tricked the devil getting into the tree and carving a cross in it so the devil couldn't come down. And what he did, the devil placed a curse on him and condemned him to forever wandering the earth at night with the only light he had, a candle inside of a hollowed turnip, not a pumpkin, but a turnip. See, the pumpkin part comes later on in North America, because they were more abundant here in America, and they were easier and bigger to to cut and decorate whatnot. But actually, in ancient Celtic, the ancient Celtic celebration, the original celebration, the jack-o'-lantern whatnot, it was turnips. You know, thinking that turnips were what, little bitty things. But you still could, I guess, just imagine people cutting up turnips, little bitty turnips, and hanging them up, whatnot, as part of the festival. Now, of course, there are some people, you know, who think that Halloween is a day dedicated all day, every day to the devil. And of course, there are a lot of Satan, demonic worship that comes along with this day. And then, of course, there's the other people who are like, well, it's a harmless day. It's a harmless holiday. You know, that even though it may have some quote-unquote paganistic, satanic origins, it's still just harmless now. Now, for me, y'all know me on my soapbox, whatnot, I look at it like this. I'm Dick Hugger because of one of these ancient words that we've so-called changed the meaning on. No. The etymology is, it's demonic. It was a quote-unquote pagan ritual. And so if you're what you call a religious stock, religious belief, whatnot, this is one of those things that's in your Bible is something that you shouldn't do. Not to go all biblical or anything, but still. I'm just saying, you know, that pledging allegiance to the flag, wearing the cross, the symbol that's supposed to be the symbol of Christ when it was just what the Romans put every thief, criminal on. I don't understand it. It's like we supposed to take the Bible literally. We're supposed to take these laws literally, but we're not supposed to, you know, when it comes to the exceptions that might be fun to the people because a lot of people like it. So that would make it cool. And this is what I talk about when I say that, oh, it takes a village to raise a child, but we don't look at the village that we're raising our child in. You know, it's hypocrisy at its very core. You know, and there's no other way to look at it but hypocrisy. You know, I personally, you know, there's a lot of people who use the N-word. They say it's nice. You know, we've changed it up, but I look at it for what it is. It means ignorant person, and it was attached to us, you know, meaning people of color. And it still is. You know, now they call Arab the sand in words. And, of course, Puerto Rican, whatnot, you are the N-word too. But, you know, people just don't look at it like that because we want to embrace ignorance. We want to embrace things that are ignorant and non-productive and make them happy. And I'm saying that makes no sense. You know, what part of the game is embracing the ignorance instead of embracing enlightenment? And trying to throw some love out there, you know, why embrace the hate and try to make love out of hate? I know it sounds good in theory, but I'm saying repudiate the hate and just come up with love. Nobody wants to deal with the love aspect, and love is solution. Now, I know, of course, people look at it like, oh, Dick, you tripping. You know, it's just Halloween. It's just candy for the kids, whatnot. And I'm cool with that. It makes me know, never mind. I like candy, too. You know, I can eat gummy worms all day, every day. But at the same time, I got to ask myself, am I being true to who I'm supposed to be? Or am I just selling out because everybody else do it, so it should be cool to do? That's what we all got to look at. So, I don't know the answer. Probably will never know the answer. And don't really care about the answer. You know, we all have to ask these questions to ourselves. You know, and the answer is up to what you want to believe and how you want to believe. But I say that when we talk about the village, and this village is the village that we own and are caretakers of, you know, when we're in our individual homes, whatnot. This village is us, you know, our family, how we treat people. I mean, it's like when you're talking to people and you give them compliments and you're trying to be nice to people. A lot of times people are put on like on their guard, like, oh, they're being nice. But I look at it like, why not be nice? You know, if you're nice to people, normally they're nice to you back. And if they're not nice to you back, hey, that's their loss. I don't have to be nice to people that aren't nice. But, you know, I'd rather throw a kind word than a mean word. That doesn't make sense to y'all? You know, if we throw more kind words out there and more niceness out there, you know, the more people we can touch and connect. And that, in all walks of life, that's what it's all about. You know, giving people hope. You know, we need to do more things to give people hope instead of differentiating ourselves and trying to put a wedge between folks, saying, oh, well, I'm this, and so I'm superior, and you need to come to me. I thought last time I checked that it's about bringing people together, you know, touching lives and affecting folks in the positive way. You know, simple stuff. Being nice to people. What a novel subject. Just being nice. Now, of course, I'm not saying that we're to be perfect. Yeah, because obviously nobody's perfect. But at the same time, we can strive to be nice and treat people the way they're supposed to be treated, the way we want to be treated. I want people to be nice to me. I want to be nice to people. You know, I mean, when I say be nice to people, that's the reason why I say, hey, get your smooth drama song. Send me pictures of your smooth drama song. That's being nice to Dick. At least that's, in my mind, that's what being nice to Dick means. Okay. With that, oh, man, we'll get out of here. I want to wish everybody a good weekend. You're out there. Be safe. You know, Halloween can get a little crazy. I don't want to have to talk about some of y'all next week and what y'all did over the weekend. And with that, I will bid you adieu until Tuesday. Smooth drama, Dick Hugger, subbing in for Butter Pecan. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast.
is the lady with her hands on her head. Where did it come from? Together you guys.
Yeah.
Drummer.
Drummer.